Make sure you're subscribed to Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit that subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for other podcast listeners to find Issues Etc.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
And I promise you this, as the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. We will get through this together.
When we talk about children's rights, we are specifically talking about their right to be known and loved by their mother and father.
Some of the assumptions of critical theory not just challenge Christianity, but they're hostile to basic Christian commitments.
Dear Father, would you please teach her what is modest? Would you please teach her what is truly beautiful?
When we get to the second or third centuries and we actually have manuscripts, fragments that have survived, we need not think of them as copies of copies of copies of copies, but they might represent a copy of a copy of the original.
Chewbacca impersonators love listening to Issues, etc.
The headline from The Hill reads, Biden to rescind controversial abortion rule in coming days. It's talking, of course, about the so-called Mexico City policy that was put into place in 1984 under President Ronald Reagan, simply required that foreign groups that receive family planning aid from the U.S. not promote or provide abortions. Well, that is probably going to disappear in the next coming days. And abortion advocates say that Mexico City policy was a global gag rule. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live this Friday afternoon, January the 22nd. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to talk about President Biden's anticipated executive order rescinding the Mexico City policy. Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life, will be our guest. We'll be with Pastor Chris Roseborough after that for This Week in Pop Christianity. We'll talk about megachurch Pastor Keith Kraft's Word of the Lord for 2021. Dr. Ryan Anderson will be with us after that from the Heritage Foundation. We'll discuss President Biden's executive order on preventing and combating discrimination on the basis of gender identity or sexual orientation. Then, since it's Friday, we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got our 4 sound bites set up for you. One from Katie Schuerman, speaking to fathers about their daughter's modesty. Katie Faust on children's rights being the battle of our time. Dr. Craig Evans, are the New Testament manuscripts copies of copies of copies? And Dr. Adam Francisco, is critical theory compatible with Christianity? You'll listen, then you'll vote. 1-877-623-MYIE. And it's your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. That's an Ad Crucem Baptism Keepsake, and I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. pen, rubber sticker, notepad, and tote bag in the last half hour of Issues Etc. Joining us to discuss President Biden's anticipated executive order rescinding the Mexico City policy, Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life. Carol, welcome back.
Thanks, Todd. It's great to be on.
Abortion advocates call the Mexico City policy a global gag rule. How do you respond?
The abortion industry likes to talk about gag rules anytime the government says we are not going to pay to kill unborn children. In their minds, that means they can't promote abortion, which is exactly what it's supposed to be. The Mexico City policy said that we are not going to use international funds to pay for abortions in other countries. We're not going to promote abortion. We are not going to give money to organizations that lobby to change laws, pro-life laws in other countries. And I think it's a great policy. It has protected many unborn children around the world. But in the mind of the abortion advocates, that just means, you know, they're being gagged because they cannot perform or promote abortion in other countries.
Talk about the history of this policy, the Mexico City policy, and how it's been on again, off again, depending on who is in the White House.
The Mexico City policy originated with President Ronald Reagan. He was at an international conference in Mexico City, which is why it got that name. And he said that the United States was not going to give money to organizations that perform or promote abortion as a method of family planning in other countries. We had George H.W. Bush as president for the next 4 years. He kept the policy in place. Bill Clinton came into office, and he immediately rescinded Mexico City policy. George W. Bush came into office, and he reinstituted the Mexico City policy. And then we had Barack Obama, who pulled it back again. And then, of course, Donald Trump came in and not only reinstated the Mexico City policy, he expanded it to include all of the global health programs that had been originated, that had originated since the original Mexico City policy from Ronald Reagan. So now the policy that you cannot use U.S. tax dollars to perform or promote abortions in other countries, no organization nationally or internationally was going to get that money to go into developing countries to kill unborn children. But that policy then under President Trump was expanded to include almost $9 billion of U.S. foreign aid. He didn't just reinstate the program, he expanded it and made it much more active and aggressive.
Then what is then going to happen when President Biden signs an executive order rescinding it? What will happen with USAID dollars to family planning organizations?
President Biden has announced that he will, unless they change the timeline, as of now they are scheduled to repeal the Mexico City policy next week, January 28th. That will mean organizations like International Planned Parenthood, Marie Stopes International, which is similar only over in Europe, more the United Kingdom, but they will be able to once again access U.S. tax dollars to go into developing countries and basically tell them that if they want to solve their problems, killing their children is the way to do it. And unfortunately, U.S. tax dollars are going to be helping in those efforts. What we have also seen is that this money goes to agencies that work with the United Nations, and it would again be someone, you know, some group like International Planned Parenthood. They go into other countries that have pro-life laws, Central America, South America, Africa, some Eastern European countries, and they push very hard. They, you know, stir up the public and get people going. They work very hard to change pro-life laws in those countries. And unfortunately, under President Trump and previous Republican presidents, our U.S. tax dollars were not able to go to organizations conducting those activities. That money will once again start flowing to the groups that are telling people that killing their children is the solution to their problems.
It sounds like a nightmare scenario to me, but do you anticipate under a Biden administration, given how far left, radically left, he is willing to go, that he attempted to institute something like an anti-Mexico policy that would tie foreign aid dollars to these family planning organizations to the promotion of abortion elsewhere?
I don't know if he's going to have to do that. I mean, all he has to say is it doesn't matter if you promote abortion, if you perform abortions, if you try to change laws in other countries. Our coffers are open. Come and take the money. We will happily sign contracts with you, and we will give you as much money as, you know, Congress is willing to fund. And like I said previously, under the Trump administration, the U.S. was funding almost $9 billion in just various health programs, and it might be dealing with HIV and AIDS and malaria, all kinds of health programs. But if you were getting the U.S. dollars to help in any of those efforts, you just could not promote abortion as part of any of those efforts. Now, people, especially in the developing countries, certainly want to take care of their families. They want clean water. They want nutritious food. They want safe environments to raise their children. They want good schools so that their kids can get an education and hopefully improve, you know, their future and their family's future. And instead of that, the United States is sending a signal to these countries that if you want to get ahead, if you want to improve your economic status, then get an abortion, kill your child, and we'll help you do it.
Given what is quite obviously the Biden administration's commitment to promoting and funding abortion, what do you anticipate by way of further executive orders or legislative attempts to cement that into American law?
The Mexico City policy itself has only been in effect through executive order from the president. Now, Congress, of course, appropriates money for foreign aid. We've tried, and I don't know if we will be able to really cut back on the money that is given. But it's going to be, you know, this is something that we knew was going to happen. The Democratic presidents, under the thumb of the abortion industry, are going to give them money to help in any way they can, whether it is the Mexico City policy, the United Nations Population Fund, which supports China's family planning and coercive abortion policies, the Title X family planning program that Planned Parenthood has not been getting money under the Trump administration because they were not willing to give up promotion of abortion for just providing basic family planning services. So these are the same battles that we do see depending on who's in the White House, and it's not going to end anytime soon.
What do you anticipate by way of the president's action to increase funding for Planned Parenthood here? I think it's currently at $500 million. What do you anticipate?
Well, I'm sure there will be an increase in budget coming from Democrats in Congress. Right now, Planned Parenthood doesn't get federal tax dollars to perform or for performing abortions, but they do get money from Medicaid services for other services that they provide. The problem is that if Planned Parenthood is doing several different providing services for a pregnant woman, and you know, it might be birth control, and it might be a test for a sexually transmitted disease, and you know, it might be an ultrasound or something, a blood test, you know, to make sure that she is pregnant. If this is a Medicaid patient, they can get reimbursed from the federal government for that, not for performing the abortion. But you still sending that money into that organization then helps them to pay the electrical bills and the staff and their water and utility bills and, you know, some rent or mortgage. So we are funding abortion in a roundabout way. And yes, the money will be expected to increase for Planned Parenthood, but we will be fighting that if we can when it comes to budgets.
It is being reported that on January 28th, the president is going to disavow a multilateral declaration organized by President Trump that asserted that there is no international human right to abortion. Do you expect him to positively assert that there is an international right to abortion?
Yes. This policy was absolutely fantastic, put together by the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, Secretary of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar. They pulled together countries from around the world to all sign on to the Geneva Declaration that abortion is not an international right, and each individual state or country has the right to determine their own laws so that the United Nations or bigger, more powerful countries were not supposed to go in and try to get them to change their laws. It declared that internationally they're called states, we would call them countries, have the right to make their own determination on abortion. But it was very firmly written that this was a document that was supposed to advance the cause of women, help women in various ways, but abortion was not going to be recognized as an option or an alternative. And it was a fantastic document. About 80 countries signed on to it. Unfortunately, yes, President Biden will withdraw the U.S. from that document, from the Geneva Declaration. And I will not be surprised if he declares abortion to be an international right. I really think that is where our country is going, is in 180 degree turnaround from leading and promoting and encouraging other countries to now telling them that we are going to be supporting abortion in any and every way we can.
All the while, President Biden maintains that he is personally opposed to abortion. How do you respond to that with about 30 seconds?
I despise the comments that we hear from him all the time about him being such a good Catholic. And here he wants to eliminate all protections for unborn children. He wants our tax dollars to pay for it. We're going to be fighting in Congress to keep the Hyde Amendment so that our tax dollars are not being paid, used to directly pay for killing unborn children. So we need to pray for President Biden. If he thinks he still has a conscience when it comes to unborn children, it needs to be awakened. So prayers for him, I think, right now is the best thing we can be doing.
Carol, finally, what can you tell us about this year's National March for Life?
Well, the March for Life was supposed to take place next Friday in Washington, D.C. That has been changed to a virtual rally, so people will be able to stay at home, or if they want to, you know, maybe march around some facility and have the, you know, their phone in their hand, they could certainly do that. There will be a small contingency of pro-life people doing the actual march, but everyone else is being asked to participate from home, partly because of COVID, partly because I think, you know, just some unsafe times. We don't want a huge crowd in Washington and then some strange person just walks in and tries to cause some problems, create problems within the crowd. So I think mostly for safety, health safety and other reasons, everyone is just being asked to stay at home and participate from home, watch the rally virtually, and spend some time in prayer that day.
Carol Tobias is president of National Right to Life. Learn more about National Right to Life at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk on Demand Archives. Carol, keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Todd.
Pastor Chris Roseborough will be with us. Our Friday tradition with him is This Week in Pop Christianity. We're going to talk about megachurch Pastor Keith Craft's Word of the Lord for 2021. Stay tuned. You could win recordings of all 10 Making the Case conferences and recordings of more than 50 hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. Here's how. Subscribe, rate, and review Issues Etc. with Apple Podcasts. Copy and paste the text of your review and send it to talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll announce the winners on February 1st. Subscribe, rate, and review Issues Etc. with Apple Podcasts. And send your review to talkback@issuesetc.org.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Life Ministry is thousands of people sharing Christ's love and mercy and giving witness to our Lord's creation of life, His design for marriage and the family, and the God-given value of all human life from conception to natural death. Working with many partners, LCMS Life Ministry sponsors human care efforts that meet the needs of body and soul and provides resources and educational events for all ages. To learn more, email lifeministry@lcms.org and visit lcms.org/life.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
You shall not commit adultery. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we lead a chaste and decent life in what we say and do, and husband and wife love and honor each other. Thus, Martin Luther explains the sixth commandment, you shall not commit adultery. This month's issue of the Lutheran Witness takes up these topics and discusses homosexuality, transgenderism, and our own struggle to live a chaste and decent life. Pick up your copy today of the Lutheran Witness at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
Our Christian faith is under constant attack, and we must be proactive in keeping our children in the church. At Faith Lutheran School in Plano, Texas, we believe that an education rooted in God's Word is one that stands against the very gates of hell. Nothing in this world is more important. Offering a rigorous classical Lutheran education, we provide in-person and live online remote learning opportunities for preschool through grade 12. To learn more, visit flsplano.org, flsplano.org.